With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Mummy. It's your favourite child here. I just really fancy chatting, going out for some sambuca. So ring me back. I love you, Mummy. Bye-bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Rosie.
Hello, dear.
Rosie, my love. Where was
hello,
that from?
Hello. You are looking beautiful.
Shut your whore mouth. No, I am. I'm actually having a good skin day apart from the one on my chin.
Your nipple.
Oh, yeah. That third nipple's still there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's got yellow. You can see like a yellow tinge behind the red.
Oh, right.
And it's like, no, it's not ready to pop. Sorry, we've got our guest is sort of like saying squeeze it. Do you think
please,
I should just squeeze it now?
Honestly, I want to watch you do it. Oh my god, it's gonna be so.
Yeah. It's not ready. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Go on, pop it.
Oh.
Pop. Mate, it's so deep below the skin.
Oh, ma. Oh.
It's not ready.
It is ready. No, it's not. About to blow.
Well, then, do you want to do it?
Yeah, fine.
One second. Well, I'll talk to Rosie while you do that.
Yeah.
Because I've just found out that Rosie basically has never had a smear test. She's 29.
I don't think.
No, that's not.
Yeah, because I know my own body.
Oh.
Ow!
Is it too painful?
Yeah, really hurt. Okay.
Hang on, let me.
But that might go on your face.
Yeah, it will go on my face. If that goes, it's going.
I'll video it when I get a chance with it, and then you can see it then.
Please.
No, you're welcome.
So, Schmitter.
You haven't had one, which I just found out.
Well, I heard a rumor that you don't need one. If you never had a pee in the bee.
That's bullshit. No, you
I
need
think that
one.
Is bullshit.
I don't know who told you that.
The doctor.
The doctor. But
Rosie, I'm really not sure about that.
The doctor wrote I haven't ever had sex with a man. And I was that. No. Like I always say. It to your own.
But you've put a pencil case up there and I know that for fact. No, we're not entertaining. You've put a pencil case up there before, so you should definitely go get it done. And it's honestly
what?
So easy.
Put a pencil case up there.
She
next.
Put a pencil case up a cunt. To test the depth, like I did with a hairbrush.
Why not a ruler?
Yeah,
which has actually got a measuring function.
But you can see from the moisture on the handle.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Broke my hymen with a pencil case.
We actually talked about it on BBC Body Positivity period dramas.
Can I just interject and say that...
You're not a guest, though.
As I came into the podcast recording studio, I crossed paths with Maisie Adams.
Yes.
Who warned me, and her only words were good luck. And I can see why I need the luck now.
Why?
Yeah.
It's like controlling children.
We're actually 28-year-olds.
What did Maisie say? She was like, it's like watching ADHD.
Oh, yeah, she's like, I finally understand what ADHD is.
In front of you.
Welcome to ADHD with Daddy. Look at me.
Daddy.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, something.
We got a lovely guest sandwich.
Wait, but we're going to come back to you not, like, you need to get your cunt sorted out, because that's fucking gross. Like, but also, because I had a smear test, which was quite traumatic, because, like, I had to use the big speculum, because they put the little one in there, and they were like, we can't get to it.
Yeah.
They put the big one in it. Actually, I think it means that I'm tighter, but that's absolutely fine. By the way, just so you both know, I'm making a new catchphrase. I put a picture of me and my three friends the other day, and it's good friends, good wine, tight cunts. That's
yeah, super cute. We should get we should get
tea towels and t-shirts.
What are those bags called?
Totes.
Yeah, get it on the tote.
Welcome to our guest today. She's my Pleasance Reserve buddy, and she's a friend of all she meets.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this accent's so necessary, because she's from Sitting Barn in Kent, but it's Chloe Pitt.
Hello.
Daddy, look at me, the sexiest, coolest podcast of 2019, or whatever year you're listening to this. Maybe it's the future. Maybe Chloe's no longer with us.
Oh my God! Why did you stare directly at me while you predicted?
I had a double shot coffee this morning and a cloudy apple juice, and I'm feeling fucking loose.
Is that what it is?
The cloudy apple juice?
It's her personality.
Oh my God, that felt really fucking mean.
Yeah. You just stared me in the eye and said that I was going to die.
Maybe. Well, you will at some point, my love.
Will all die.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll be there when you do. Yeah. Fucking watching. Bye, Chloe. Es war sehr Spaß.
So, if death is the end, Shall we go back to the beginning?
You know what, Rosie? I'd bloody love to. Let's go back to 1993. Let's go back to 1993. Your mum's in Kent somewhere.
Yeah.
She feels a twinge and she's like, bloody hell, I think it's time to push.
No.
I'm guessing 8 hours later.
I'm not actually sure how long her labour lasted, but she had a home birth.
Really?
Yeah. Great choice.
Was any water involved?
No, she didn't sit in the bath or a paddling pool.
Just on the sofa watching the telly, was it?
Yeah, she was just like, oh, here she comes.
Bloody hell.
I was born during the football results.
Great.
And the
what?
Sorry.
What was your result?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. And the first thing I did was shit in my dad's Crystal Palace towel.
Yeah. Like, literally the first you did as a human being.
Yeah, popped out, shat in it.
But you support Crystal Palace?
Yeah, but I think it was sort of some kind of foreboding of how Crystal Palace... Shit, yeah, how shit Crystal Palace were going to be.
Whoa, are they bad?
No, we're fine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep at
so patronising, Rosie. Don't worry, Chloe, it'll all come up Crystal Palace one day. Don't you stress, my love.
Keep kicking that ball.
Now, I don't want to get too intense this early in the podcast, but you've already brought up your dad, and just by looking at you, we know there's going to be a couple of issues there. no, but we spent time with you.
Can you qualify that?
Oh, I can definitely qualify it. You know, you're sitting like a man right now. What? You're trying to... No, Chloe, you know what I mean? You're on display.
Oh, God,
don't get me wrong. That orange corduroy shirt, that baseball cap, those glasses, those pinstripe pedal pushers. What are they?
Do you think I look cool? Or do you think I look stupid?
I'm honestly not wanting to comment right now.
Do you think I look stupid?
Not really look stupid. I just don't know what to comment on.
I like how you got 2 pair of headphones.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't intentional. But I do. Yeah.
I think it's fine. I think, you know, you're wearing... For me, it's very triggering because you're wearing a Casio watch, which is something that my dad, Michael Bauer, wears.
Right, so. Back to me, though. Do you...
That's going to be a constant problem.
I think
everyone...
Do you think I look cool or do you think I look stupid?
I think look cool. I just think you look like you have a daddy issue.
Oh, and I 100% do.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to go to therapy and be all, like, original and, like, have, like, created this new kind of mental health ailment. But she was like, oh, no, just another lesbian with daddy issues.
Did she actually say that?
No, she said that she was like, I think you have issues with your around your father. And then I was like, nah, nah, nah. And then,
nah. But I do think about him when I go to bed at night and first thing in the morning.
I cry a lot.
No, it's like idealising my dad and sort of like wanting to live up to his heady heights. And
what is that since being really little?
I'm not sure. I think it must have been formed when I was really little. Mm-hmm. But I always remember just like being in the garden with my dad, playing football with my dad.
Yeah.
And just thinking he was like the greatest guy ever, which he is. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I have a brother.
And do you think him and your dad had a really good relationship?
No.
No, not per se. Like, they don't have a bad relationship. I just know that my brother's gone off on a different path that my dad wouldn't have expected him to go off. And I think he's found it quite hard to, like, reconcile that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so deep. I'm fucking loving this.
Why? What does he do?
My brother?
Yeah.
He works at a car showroom doing, like, inventories of the new cars that come in. He'll, like, take photos of them and check that everything's good, the doors.
Yeah. Oh, that feels like a classic Kent son job.
It is a classic Kent son job, yes.
100%. Where are you from? Kent, what do you work in? Cars. Makes sense. That's fucking done. Let's go strawberry picking at the weekend. Bloody lovely. The wife will make a jam. sorry, I've gigged in Kent and fucking hell. Like,
I mean, you have just described my childhood.
I'm very good at Kent. Every time I arrive to gig in Kent, I get off the train and I'm like, fucking hell, is it St. George's Day? It's a lot of St. George's flags. And it's not. And then I go on stage and I'm like, you just don't want me to talk at all. Like, it's weird. But I did die on stage in Gravesend, but Pocahontas dies in Gravesend. So something that
does
me and Pocahontas.
What?
She did. Does she? Does she die there?
Does she die there?
Does Pocahontas go to Gravesend and die? She did that one time, my love.
Is
yeah.
Is she real?
Pocahontas? Yes.
Oh, Rosie.
You must know that. She was like 13 and John Smith was like, come with me. And then she got TB. It was an absolute nightmare for her.
Get yourself a smear test and read up on Pocahontas.
Was it Pocahontas?
Oh, what do you say?
Pocahontas.
Oh, I don't really care.
Oh, I immediately just started crumbling then. Because I see you as, I feel like you're like a dad figure for me. And I know Rosie's going to be really pissed off because Rosie's technically my daddy. Yeah. But
what, don't you want to be a mum? And then we could be a power couple.
I'm daddy.
Really?
No, you know that. Like, I am the daddy. I think you should, Helen, tell the listeners what you call Chloe and me.
Okay.
Been calling me something behind my back?
Not oh, you're fully aware of this. My ability to keep things behind people's backs is fucking zero. Right. So I think of Chloe's a year 9 boy who's like distracted by tits when she walks down the street. And she just like, me and Chloe lived together. And she was like walking down the street. She's all like, oh, that, okay. And like, I'm stressed about my GCSE options. Like, oh man. Like, oh my God, miss, I'm trying to listen to what you say, but your body is just, it's beautiful, right? And like, just like proper year 9 boy, like, we playing football later or what, lads? And that's what Chloe is. And everyone I've said it to, which is literally everyone, is like, Chloe's a year 9 boy. Yeah. You're every boy I went to school with in year 9. And then Rosie's a fuck boy.
I'm not a football.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a romantic.
She fancies women. She stalks them. She negs them. She makes out with other women around them. Takes the women on dates when they're around so they can see a date.
Do you
in
do
them.
That?
Yeah, I know.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah,
Rosie?
She's a player.
I've defended you so much.
And then people say, like, oh, Rosie, oh, she's so sweet. Have you seen her comedy? It's just her raping women. What? It's non-consensual sex. It's always like,
then a fucker.
Yeah, exactly. Rosie is a very successful, brilliant comedian, but 60% of her punchlines are, and then I fucked her. And that's it.
Yeah. When I was at school, from sort of year 7 to year 9, I dressed like... Someone once described me as I looked like I was in ABBA, but one of the men. Benny or Bjorn. Because I wore these like flared grey school trousers, white shirt, and then I had that sort of like hair that was quite...
Bee Gees style.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, Bee Gees style, yeah. And It was, and I was a very, very anxious child.
Yeah.
And found it really, really difficult to like regulate my emotions. So I would just like have to go and cry in the toilet and be like, I'm fine now. And then when I got to year nine, like I kind of settled down, and that's when I started like getting my friendship group.
Yeah.
And,
nice.
And just like not taking myself quite so seriously and being quite funny and stuff like that. And that's when I kind of got a bit more well known around the school, I would say.
Yeah.
And then by sit form, I was like head girl and sort of would do all these assemblies and stuff.
You?
And,
you got head girl?
All school players, yeah, I got head girl.
Fuck off.
Yeah, but they, but to fit in with the year nine boy branding for the first time, for the first time that year, so basically they decided head girl by going year vote. So the year would vote, and then the teachers would vote, and I basically got like 90% votes, but they obviously didn't trust me, so they just put this other more sensible girl as like another head girl.
What? No, are you fucking kidding?
Because they knew I'd just be like a little bit like outspoken and a bit naughty.
Was that because of the flared trousers?
No, I wasn't wearing flares by then.
Oh, good.
So were you naughty?
I wasn't naughty, I was just quite outspoken. And I would like mess about in class, but I never, I always got away with it because I always got good grades.
You did it in like a cheeky, nice way.
Just like a cheeky, like a cheeky fun way.
Like a year nine boy.
Like an year nine boy.
Yeah.
Like I'd say something to the teacher and they'd want to tell me off, but actually it was quite funny.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Kind of
were you popular?
I think so.
Yeah.
I also think there was people that didn't like me because I would come across as maybe arrogant or like attention seeking.
Yeah, but confident and arrogance is mixed up so much, particularly with like young girls who are teenagers. Like if you're a confident teenager, people are like, oh, they're so arrogant. It's like, no, I'm actually just like, I'm confident, but it gets seen as like bossy or like loud or like,
and
like attention seeking.
If you were a boy, like you'd be cool.
Oh, for
it
sure.
It would not be a bad thing.
Because I feel like it was like the sports was like the thing that run our school as far as like popularity. Like the sporty group were the popular group. Yeah. And that was like, I think that just is generally in the UK. There's a couple, I'm sure, like, what's it called? The Brit School. Like, I'm sure it's not, like, who can, like, do football, like, the best. Do football the best.
Amy Winehouse just having it.
Well, did she go to Brit School?
She went to Brit School.
Yeah. Fuck off. Adele. We've got some very talented alumni at the Brit School. Shout out to them.
Jessie J. Ruby Clyde from Shelf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait.
I saw...
Did I make that up?
Oh, did you?
No, I think she did for a bit.
I saw Ruby and Rachel in McClunclough last weekend, but they didn't see me. But I saw them both separately and I was like waving like a mad woman both times. But maybe they didn't see me and they were just like, oh, we haven't got time for that. Oh, no. That's good. And I'm like, Ruby! It's Alan from London! Ruby!
No, she's still going with it.
I'm not done yet, everyone. If you can just give me a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Were you sporty at school, babe?
I was. Our school wasn't very sporty, but I was sporty.
Yeah.
So I played football when I was in primary school. We became the youngest female football team in the country at the time.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Everside.
Well, no, thank you.
And And then we played in the boys' league. First game we got beat 25-0.
Fucking pricks.
They were cunts. It was misogyny at its worst.
Yeah. Or they were just better players. As men often are. Oh, I'm sorry. My hate when the banter just suddenly stops and I'm left looking like a fucking prick.
Yeah. Helen.
You just ruined it for everyone, really, haven't you?
Yeah, but when Rosie said earlier that people need to stick to their own, you laughed. Even that's fucking offensive. Then I go, boys are often better players. And then you look at me like I just shot a baby.
She's diverse, it's and you're allowed to say whatever you like when you're diverse.
I've got Helen.
So did you like attention in school?
Yeah, I did like attention in school. Very good question. Thank you, Rosie Jones. I really liked attention in school, and I would be in all of the school plays.
Amazing.
And I would that's about it, really. Yeah, I just do.
But great. I know you've got a great singing voice. But did your school do musicals?
We did do musicals, yeah.
Which ones?
So in year 10, I played Fagin in not Oliver the musical. We went to an all-girls school. Olivia the musical. It was set like 15 years after Oliver happened. And then me and the Artful Dodger walked in just like, oh, you know, business is going to shit.
oh, you know,
just like we did it as like a kitchen sink drama. we did it, it was like a very sort of hammy musical.
Yeah.
And we walked in, business is going to shit. And then this girl walks past and I'm like, oh, Dodger, don't that remind you of someone we used to know, Oliver? Right. And then she goes, my name's Oliver. And we go, you're kidding me. and then we take her under our wing and teach her to be like a, not a pickpocket. Actually.
A naughty boy.
No,
so,
I think,
was she related to Oliver?
I think there was ambiguity. I think they left that open in the narrative. But then we didn't teach her to be a pickpocket. We taught her how to be an actor because I think Fagin and Dodger got into
the dramatic arts.
The dramatic arts, yeah. And we had this song which went, if you want your name in lights, be an actor. If you want a dress in tights, be an actor. And then it went on like that for a while.
That's not a musical.
Well, I beg to differ.
And that's coming from somebody who performed in Big Al the Musical.
Big Al?
Yeah, the musical of Al Capone's life.
When I went to uni, I needed to earn some money. And my mate's mum texted me saying, oh, there's like a little Amdram thing going on at a farm's open day in one of the surrounding villages. One of the actors dropped out. Can you come? And I was like, sure, 100%. Where do I need to be and when? And they were like, they'll come pick you up. It's like £200 for the day.
Great.
They've got the costume. I rock up and I get in the car. There's this woman in there. We go and pick this other guy up. And they're talking about the play that we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then I get out of the car. And obviously this guy's like, maybe 5'6". Mm. And as I get out of the car, I like tower over him. Yeah. And he sees how tall I am. And he looks me up and down and goes, oh. And I'm like, is there a problem, mate? And he goes, oh yeah, the role is Little Bo Peep. And so I have to like dress all day in this Little Bo Peep costume. No. I'll try and dig out a photo.
Can you please? Yes. I need to see that.
I look like a sort of businessman's fetish.
Did your dad come watch these plays you were in?
No, thankfully no one I knew saw them ever.
Never. Did he want to come and you were just like, don't come?
No, because it was like a same day thing. So we literally like, they said we're gonna do this, improvise.
Okay, but like Olivia, that sounds like I must take a lot of rehearsals.
Oh, Olivia, yeah, dad came to that.
Oh no, was he proud?
Yeah, he was really proud.
Oh, Chloe, you're crying. Oh, the daddy issues, they're bubbling up. Oh, you're weeping, my love. Am I projecting? I think he's very proud of you still.
Great, thanks.
Rosie?
Can we talk about my favourite photo of you?
Yeah. The prom dress.
The prom dress.
It's fucking gorgeous.
It's incredible. Talk us through that.
While you do that, I'm going to get a picture up so Jack can see it because it's fucking lol.
Yeah.
It's so basically, so I was 16 yeah. and I was. It was prom. It was going to be prom. And I knew that I needed a dress. And everyone was going for sort of like the big fat gypsy style dress.
Big time.
And I don't even know why I did it because I don't even think I thought... I didn't look at myself in the dress and think, this looks really nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think I like this dress. I just thought like, oh, that'll surprise people. And it surprised people. It really did.
And literally still is until this day.
It's so great.
It's fucking horrendous. Yeah. My mum drove me down to my gran's house on the day of prom after I'd had all my hair done and put all my jewellery on and stuff and walked into gran's and my uncle was there and he just went, wow. And I thought it was a good wow. You know, in the way that wows usually are. But now I look back, I think it was just a very... Like, it was a word of warning.
Yeah.
Which but works. You were immediately with confidence. Wow. Wait, what the fuck's this picture? What were you in that?
Oh, that was when I was in a play at uni.
What play was it?
It was, like, you know the play that goes wrong?
Yeah.
It was like Macbeth goes wrong.
Oh, clever stuff. Why can't I find it? It's always there.
Go on my profile pictures.
Is it? You made it a profile picture?
Yeah.
You've got to own it at some point, you know?
My favourite part of it is your bag.
The clutch. Chloe's clutch.
Chloe's clutch. Hashtag.
Hashtag Chloe's clutch.
Oh, Jack, my love. Oh, it gets better every time.
You saw it like every night for the whole of the
fringe. No, I didn't. Because I was backstage. Oh, okay. So I couldn't see it from the front. But every time I heard the description, I could hear the audience going, oh! And sometimes it was really funny, but sometimes they're just sort of like, oh, pop it, Jack, ready?
Oh. Yeah, look, so comfy.
How fucking great is it?
Did you know you were gay? Were you out?
I didn't know that I was...
That sounded like a fart.
It sounded fart, didn't it?
Was it a fart?
What,
yeah, big fart.
Big fart, big fart. Oi, oi! No, but if it was, seriously, that's disgusting. Like, we are on air. I don't know. There's a joke in there. I'm so sorry, guys.
Do it yourselves. make your own joke.
Can we please just focus, guys?
Talk about me being gay.
Yeah. What? Yeah. No.
I didn't know that I was gay, but I also didn't know that I was straight. Do you know what I mean? I just wasn't interested in anyone.
Nah.
Yeah. And then when I was like, oh no, I am interested in women, that was about 17. I distinctly remember when I was 14, I pulled into a petrol station, not me, my dad, of aforementioned daddy issues fame. Yeah. And I sat in the back of the car and I'd got an obsession with Rochelle from S Club Juniors.
Great.
Age appropriate.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And then I, dad walked in and I was really upset. And I'd been upset for weeks, like, oh my God, I think I'm gay. And then I just had this feeling of just like, it's okay if you're gay in that petrol station. And then a couple of days later, I was like, nah, just kidding. You're not gay.
No way.
Really?
And then it was only when I was 16 and 17 that I started working out. And then I told a few of my mates the summer before uni. And then I told my mum and dad when I was like 21. But I think they knew anyway.
Right. Like,
yeah.
So good. I am... Because I was in denial for ages, but looking back now, I had, like, major crushes.
Yeah.
And at the time, I wasn't, why do I love? Basically, I loved anyone called Rachel.
Just the name.
Yes, I like Rachel from Friends, Rachel Stevens.
Yes.
Big Rachel fan.
Just the two of them.
Two Rachels.
That's enough though sometimes, isn't it?
Rachel's out there. I probably fancy you.
I went to school with a Rachel.
So did I.
She's straight, but she's fit, yeah. Oh. She's in Birmingham.
I'm going Birmingham tonight. Do you want to come in the car?
I'll message her.
Yeah, we'll set you up.
We all, growing up as young girls in the 90s, were seeking our father's attention. Do you think you got yours? And if not, did you do things to try and catch his eye in that special daddy-daughter way? Discuss.
I do not want to answer that question now. You've phrased it so disgustingly.
I've asked it now, though, to be disrespectful not to answer it.
Yeah, it would. So basically, yeah, I would... I don't really know. I would get really deep, I think, if I answered this question.
Go for it.
I don't know. So basically, yeah, football was a big thing that was shared between me and my dad. I always wanted to make my dad laugh.
Yeah.
And I wasn't massively good at it.
Oh, how did you try?
I'm not even really sure. I'd just be like, oh, Dad, look at this. Mm. They'd be like, oh, yeah. do you know what? Yeah. I mean, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I do think he thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Has he seen you perform?
Mum and Dad saw me perform once. They saw me at the Leicester Square final.
Amazing.
And it was really, really nice because Dad... particularly, he's very sort of like sensible and like you make the sensible decision so that you have like a secure and comfortable lifestyle.
Yeah.
So prior to that, when I've been talking about wanting to do comedy and like having my day job and then going off to do gigs and being really tired, my dad was kind of like, well, you know, Chloe, like it would be good to get yourself a job that's like maybe you could do like law or something like that to get yourself something a bit more stable, just in case comedy doesn't work out. And then when they came to see me in the final, suddenly all of that talk just stopped.
Oh,
and it
great.
Was just like, they were like, oh no, we get this now. Yeah. We can see that she's not making it up.
Yeah.
Like, she has got some kind of standing within the stand-up community and that she's not bad at it.
Mm.
And it's just been really nice because in the past couple of weeks, I've quit my day job.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Well done.
And it's just really cool, like going on holiday with my parents last week to be able to kind of say to them, like, this is my.
Yeah.
It's working.
My livelihood.
Yeah. I can, like, earn a living from it.
And they're just so proud and, like, so interested in it and stuff. Yeah.
It is that thing, I think, like, you are just when you're younger and like when you're growing up and even now you're just are aware of the things you do and you're like, I know they'll be proud of that, and you sort of do, you do it. And I was like, I remember the first time I did a radio thing and I was on the radio and they listened to the radio, my parents, and I was like, I'm on the radio and they can sort of like hear it as something proper, and it's just sort of like, okay. I don't think my parents are very encouraging, like they don't really care what I do, which is great, very liberal, but just sort of like, I think they were just concerned because it's like, how does it work out? And then I don't have an answer to that question. Same as all of us. Like, people go, oh, how's that going to work out? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I'm guessing.
I think for them, it's just such an alien concept. I think it's natural for them to worry and be like, but... how do you pay rent?
Particularly when their whole life has been like a small town.
You start
off low in a company and you work your way up.
Yeah.
And you get yourself a house and you get yourself comfortable. And that's the way you do things. But the thing I've been thinking about a lot recently, which I would be interested to hear what you guys think.
Hmm.
The whole thing with my dad was that I idolised him, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
And just wanted to be like him. And that's obviously like, I now get called like dad in my friendship group and kind of functioning traditionally what that role would be.
You are very naturally caring, I would say.
Potentially. And when you idolise a parent for your whole life, you never see them as a fully rounded human being. You just see them in the carer mould. And... also, I particularly saw my dad in a very black and white way as all good, like, you know, like this kind of hero figure.
Yeah.
And then it's really difficult when you become an adult. So I would say those years between maybe 19 and 23, it's really difficult to start seeing your parents as actual fully rounded human beings with flaws and faults and like personal ambitions and all of that kind of thing, because that really like just pulls your worldview from under you of, oh, they are humans and they're just like me, and you have to get to know your parents in a completely different way.
Oh no, I saw Michael's faults at four.
At four?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me. He's like, my name's Michael and I work in poo. And I was like, great, that's one I've got.
I forgot your dad works in poo.
He fucking loves it. Yeah, it just, you know what I mean? Like, we went on holiday together to try and bond. And, you know, he made it very clear. He was like, I just don't know why you'd have to call me dad. What's wrong with Michael? And I was like, great, chat with you. He's a good man. He's just a simpleton. He's just, my sister put a picture of a cat in our family WhatsApp group and he just responded with, is that a cat or a dog? It was a cat. It was a fucking cat. I'm the smart one. That's what's worrying. Anyway, I made it about me and my dad. What Loved a it. Shock.
I did ask you at the beginning. Yeah. I framed it as a question. Yeah.
I know, but I forgot that and I just jumped in anyway.
That's fine, babes.
Okay, thank you. I love you so much.
Interesting when the dynamic changes. Because now I feel like sometimes I teach my mum and dad stuff. Especially with queer topics.
Yeah.
They don't know, but they want to know. So one of my good friends is non-binary.
Yeah.
And my mum's like, so does she? And I'm like, they. And my mum's like, why is she they?
Yeah.
And she's trying to learn it. And it's weird that they taught me so much. They taught me to be a human being. But then now I can teach them. That's really nice. Stop.
That's a really nice way of looking at it, because I think I'm just coming out the other side of having found it quite difficult with my dad coming back from uni, having learnt like loads of things about you know, black rights, queer rights, or women's rights, and you have like an increased vocabulary and like a real passion for it, and everything you see that runs counter to that you want to challenge and pick up
for sure.
And it would definitely be that my dad would say stuff that was quite innocuous and he obviously didn't mean it. And then I would like be on him like, you can't say that, you can't say that. And then what I've tried to do now is like, I'm asking him to listen to me and understand me, but I wasn't listening to him to try and understand him.
Yeah.
So now it's a lot more like mutual, and I'll try and understand where he's coming from. He'll try and understand where I'm coming from. And sometimes we just have to go like, we're not going to agree on it.
So, Chloe.
Look at her,
you
please.
You might be dad, but I am daddy.
Yep.
And if I was your daddy, I would recreate your prom and you would not go in a dress. You would go in a fit as fuck suit.
Yes.
We will wear matching suits.
Can they be with the design of my trousers?
Yeah. No, that'll be grey flat.
Oh, yes.
To recreate your uniform.
Yay!
And you will be the year 9 schoolboy. And I'll be the college football. And we will chirp the shit out of that place.
You're the best daddy ever.
Thanks.
Chloe, thank daddy.
Thank you, daddy. Okay, bye then, everyone.
But no. Girl, what's your Twitter? No.
My Twitter is at Chloe Pets. Pets is spelt Papa Echo Tango Tiango Tiango Sierra. Can I do it one more time?
P-E-T-T-S.
Papa Echo Tiango Tiango Sierra.
And that's at Chloe. I don't know. bye, Chloe. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thanks for having
me.
Bye.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Oh, hiya here, Shah. It's Helen Bauer here. I just want to say that I love you. I love your talent. I love your work. I love your face. I love the whole thing. And lovely Rosie Jones and I are doing a podcast, and we'd love to have you on and talk about any issues that you might have had in your childhood, daddy problems, attention-seeking qualities. Just give me a call back, and we'll lock you in with a day. Okay, ta-ta now, my love. Ta-ra.
Deleted.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.